This list might include a number of A-list celebrities. Don't know for sure, but we will soon. A list of individuals linked to Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, the late sex offender is expected to be released. We thought maybe yesterday, could be today, maybe sometime this week, shedding light on this extensive sex trafficking network that Jeffrey Epstein was leading for a long time. So we don't know who they are, Kevin, but Jane or John Doe has been listed like 187 times, and those J Does are going to be revealed.
Yeah, we were just talking before the break about Jimmy Kimmel being very upset at quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who on live TV suggested maybe Jimmy Kimmel was worried about this list coming out because his name might be on it. And Jimmy Kimmel said, your reckless words put my family in danger. Keep it up, and we'll debate the facts further in court. It got me thinking that as these names come out, a lot of people are going to be calling a lot of attorneys for a lot of different reasons.
Yes, defense attorneys.
It might be a good day to be an attorney. Let's bring in attorney Todd Flood, a managing partner at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. If this list comes out and you get a call from somebody on it, what are some of the things you discuss? What does being on a list like this mean and maybe not mean?
Well, it's definitely going to be insanely embarrassing for whomever is on the list. And the questions are going to be whether or not there's defamation, whether or not there's some sort of slander, whether or not there's privacy rights. Those types of things are going to go through the minds of attorneys, where you are on the list, and what is it that's alleged to have happened or done. If the person's on the list, what is it that the John Doe allegedly did or didn't do? This is going to be, it's going to be the scandal we had in Michigan when there was a madam, right?
Right.
And all the people were on that particular list. Well, here in this particular case, it sounds like there was a lot of criminal sex trafficking going on, and that of minors, which is going to be really explosive. And how do you protect your client if your client is on that list is going to be that's going to be difficult, but you're going to be looking for redactions, and you're going to be looking for seal, putting things under seal. And you got to remember, truth is always a defense, and there could be a claim that there's a lawsuit against the publication of it. So we shall see.
There's a huge difference between accepting free plane rides and being involved in sex trafficking offenses. There's been a delay in this list coming out. Do you think some of that is attorneys fighting to keep people's names off the list because their clients were not involved in something serious?
Well, I think it's probably goes both ways, serious and not serious, right? There's some there's a lot of rumors and speculation of people of high regard in politics, from presidents to senators to many people, that the speculation going around of who may or may not be on this list. And you can imagine, if I was an attorney that had a client that was in that pot, I would be doing everything I possibly could to make sure that there was a protective order or a seal on having this released, and that if it was released without consent, that I would be suing for defamation and or slander. And what's the purpose of the release? What other than the embarrassment of it? So as an attorney, you're going to want to have these things protected for your client.
Epstein was accused of running this network of underage girls for sex. And, there's lots of people flying back and forth to his island where these underage prostitutes were allegedly doing their deeds. Even if these inner circle people who may be named on this list didn't take part in that, is it enough to know about Epstein's sex network and then not report it? Is that criminal, or does that put some up to any type of like civil liability?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Tom. If there was a crime with a minor, you have to ask, your first question is, what is my duty? Is there a duty to report? There's two types of duties, those that are moral and those that are legal. And if I saw a crime being committed in front of me, you know, do I have that legal duty? If you're a mandated reporter, if you're a teacher, a nurse, or you hold a special status, yes, there's a duty and it can be mandatory for you to report. If you're around it and you don't have any specific legal duty, then you may not have any trouble. But minors that have, you know, crimes committed against them, if you're an office holder or you're a mandated reporter, you must turn them in. There's no getting around it. And I could see that becoming a legal issue and a potential prosecution of a crime. But, you know, that seems to me that ship has already sailed with regards to the legal prosecutions because of the statute of limitations and the like. But if they were going across state lines or country lines in a plane and those things were happening, that can toll the statute of limitations, that can stop it. And yes, you could see somebody getting prosecuted for those types of activities. That doesn't get you around, though, what you and I both know, the difference between right and wrong.
Right.
See that happening, you know. There's no path to go. You just go directly to report.
I mean, I would assume there's going to be a huge public relations campaign by these various individuals once their names get out there. And one of them is Bill Clinton, and he's mentioned over 50 times in some of these court documents. Yet there's no illegality that's implied so far. So how should the public interpret this? I mean, if Clinton's name's on this list as well, dozens of times, and the frequent mentions were connected to Jeffrey Epstein, how should we interpret that as a public?
Well, I saw that his name, Bill Clinton's name, was mentioned in there. You said 50 times. I saw it was multiple times. Yes. So, you know, I remember an old adage, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day here, if you're put into this pot where there's sexual acts going on with minors or whatever, sex trafficking, you know, those types of things, it's a bad bucket to be in. And how do you interpret that bad bucket is the way we were, you know, we were brought up. Obviously, it's a serious clue to some bad, ugly stuff that should not, you know, a president of the United States should not be a part of. No one should be a part of.
Right.
But, you know, put it in that perspective for a second. How do you interpret that? It's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It appears at a minimum we have politicians taking favors in the form of free flights from businessmen. We saw criminal charges here in Detroit involving that kind of behavior with Kwame Kilpatrick. Do you think this is more legal or more political, the whole pushing for the release of these names?
Quid pro quo, Zaffy, Kevin. You were one of the best, if not the best, reporter on that case. I remember because I was part of it and watched, and you saw the plane trips, right? With that in politics, obviously politicians don't have private planes, so except for, you know, Air Force One, but, you know, other people that are aspiring to be politicians who are in the local fray, and when they can jump onto a private plane and take trips and do those types of things, a lot of it, obviously, there is a quid pro quo sent to it. And that is one where you obviously have to look, pull back the layers of the onion and see, you know, was there special favor for this person to get X in exchange for you providing me with plane trips and these favors for which were going on? I mean, this circle, it doesn't, you know, we shouldn't have to prove water's wet, but oftentimes we do. There's obviously several clues here that this stuff was going on and there was quid pro quo. And then on the other side of it, right, guys, there's the legitimacy. There's people that do in turn disclose, you know, their plane trips and their favors and on their proper forms with the federal government. There's many, many people that do that properly, so within government. But this whole act of Epstein is seems to me to be a nefarious circle of ugliness.
That's been going on for many, many years and has been allegedly covered up for many years as well. Always appreciate your insight on this. Todd Flood, attorney at and managing partner at Flood Law. Thanks so much, Todd. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one. 760 WJR.